This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Just debating what to say. I don't normally have that problem, but what do you want me to say? What should I say? What hasn't been said? What needs to be said? These are all questions for the finest audience, the most wonderful stock of people that we call family and friends here in the What's On Your Mind audience. Glad to have you aboard for a Friday edition of the program. My name is Scott Hinman. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn behind the controls. Manny answers your call when you call. Fridays mean free stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Free stuff. And if you're a first-time caller, you let Manny know that. We'll get you right on right away. We love bringing new callers into the program. It's fun. We get new folks every week that join the conversation. This continues to grow and grow and grow, and so we reward our first-time callers with a free MyPillow. Okay? So if you're a first-time caller, I want to hear from you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay? You can also text myself, 701-367-2054. What'd I do? Why is that a buzzer? Todd's the radio god. Mitchell is here, and he's in charge of the buzzer. When I screw up the grammar.
Come on now. Don't make me, because the grammar police are going to get after me if I don't get after you.
Didn't I say text myself? I can say text myself.
You text myself.
All right. Well, that's why you're on the buzzer.
You text me.
As long as you get paid the big bucks. You can text Todd or me, ladies and gentlemen. See, then I've been rewarded. It's like a dog getting a treat when you hear that bell. That's what it is. So,
MyPillow, Scott.
There you go. 800-228-0550 to call, to text Todd or me.
There you go.
I'm 701-367-2054. He is 701-226-8503. Emails are always welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd loves mail. If you want to, mail, as in snail mail, Todd or me. Catch that? Thank you. Yes. There's the dog treat. 3301 University Drive South, Fargo, North Dakota, 58104. Or 3500 East Rosser, Bismarck, North Dakota. And Todd has to do the zip code because I have too many zip codes.
5801.
58501, yeah. So yesterday, I spent some time at the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. We talked about it yesterday. We were there. I think you heard what it was about, basically debating very important issues on the political landscape in North Dakota. I mean, transportation issues and workforce issues. The workforce panel is fabulous. I mean, the workforce thing is a huge pain point. I don't think there's anything more important to the overall long-term economic success of North Dakota. I really don't. I was talking to Dan Katermas from True North Steel yesterday. He said, we just hired a bunch of welders, but I need another 35. I need another 35. Well, every time they hire a welder, you know, they are able to tie revenue to that job. So a new welder who's paid well generates money for the company. That's why it's holding us back. So that's an important one. But my eyes were opened in a new way yesterday about Measure 1. And Measure 1 is going to test us in this way. Does it test us? It's going to test us in the way that if you are, I'm going to say this and it's going to sound derogatory, I don't mean to, but if you're sort of lazy about it and just, you don't really pay attention to what it is and you get there, okay, I'm against corruption, sure, yep, you bet, I'm for that, you know. Sadly, a lot of people do that. But this is a dangerous, dangerous measure. For one, it's funded by Hollywood actresses and actors and, you know, the typical types out there. And do you think anyone that has a Hollywood zip code has North Dakota's best interests in mind? How about Massachusetts? And that's where six figures of funds are pouring in on this effort. And oddly, they're trying to do what we already have. And then when you ask them, well, what are you trying to fix? Because we have these laws. We have ethics commissions. We have laws against the bribery and corruption and all. It's all there. So, what is it that your measure would do away with? Can you name something that is happening that shouldn't? They can't. That was the most absolute damning thing part of yesterday. It was phenomenal. So this Measure 1 is a mess. It's one of those that I don't want to wake up on election day and say, darn it anyway. Should have done a little more. It's hogwash. That's the only word I can come up with. It's just total hogwash. And if I could spend 5 minutes with you, I'll explain why. I've told you some examples already, but it basically it's a solution in search of a problem that doesn't exist. North Dakota is led by people we've elected. I don't remember political scandals here. They want political scandals from this. This is designed to do something they couldn't do at the ballot box, and that is take down Republicans with just the most ridiculous, onerous, and it's not just elected leaders. It's a lot of people. So it's really about Democrats trying to scandalize politics. I mean, I guess they want to bring the Robert Mueller-like witch hunt here. And they can't win enough in elections, so that's what they do. And these are Democrats behind it. Got a few token Republicans, but there's Democrats behind it. But it prompted a question for me that I wanted to pose to the audience today. And we'll do this one by text, or you can call either one. But a text poll and give away some more MyPillows that way. You're in the drawing for the MyPillow. Even if you're not a first-time caller, if you text Todd or me and answer the following question. When you wake up the day after the election, what scares you most about the results? What do you want to save North Dakota from? What are you going to, you know, in other words, the issue or the candidate that you're most concerned about? So that you wake up, I want you to just think to yourself on election day and think, oh, if this happens, that will be the worst. That will be the worst. What is it? What is the one issue or race, cause you're most concerned about, and you wake up on election day and I don't want this to happen. Tell me what you don't want to happen. All right? 701-367-2054 for yours truly. 701-226-8503 with the man with the bell. Sharon in Bismarck, happy Friday to you.
And happy Friday to you.
What's on your mind today?
I was wondering if you were aware, is there any pending legislation to stiffen the penalties for distracted driving, something perhaps more similar to significant loss of points or, you know, a 30-day loss of license, rather than a flimsy $100 fine?
There are people that want what you want, Sharon. I don't. Having watched the North Dakota legislature over the years, I don't see a lot of appetite for inquiry. I mean, we have low traffic fines, we have low, and I know it gives the highway patrol fits, but it's quite honestly, I would dare say, a culture thing in North Dakota.
Okay. And by the way, I'm a first-time caller.
Sharon, you haven't called before?
No, I listened before, but haven't called.
See, if I had a buck for everybody that said that, I listen, but I don't call. I'd be a millionaire. And then, you know, I wouldn't be on the radio anymore because I'd be on a beach somewhere. No, I wouldn't. I can't give this up. It's too much fun. But we love it when you contribute as well because you have something to contribute. And that's an issue that, you know, is an important one. So, Sharon, hang on. And Manny is going to talk to you again like he did when you called in. And just make sure we have your full name and your telephone number so we can get a hold of you and tell you how to get your MyPillow, okay?
Wonderful. Have a fabulous day.
You betcha. One way to get a MyPillow will be on Saturday the 25th at Shiloh. Working on some fun things there. Mike Lindell is going to join us next week, and he'll be in Bismarck next weekend and doing a big Faith and Freedom rally, family, Faith, Freedom at Shiloh. Okay, Tony in Bismarck when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cat. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You think what's happened in North Dakota in the last 110 years? Just wrap your mind around that. 110 years, all the changes, everything that's come in those 110 years. Pretty phenomenal. And you know what? H.A. Thompson & Sons has been here the entire time. The entire time. This incredible generational history of great business helping a lot of folks. And right now, I talk a lot about business owners folks that manage buildings looking at the bottom line saying, what am I going to do? I've got to find some savings, or I've got to do something. The folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons manage buildings. They do the cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements and maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Names you know, businesses you know. This is working really well. They save them money every month, and they're more efficient. It works. Find out more about the Link service from H.A. Thompson & Sons by calling 223-3393, hatandsons.com. Back to the phones. By the way, Penny Nance is going to be here in a little bit. Penny Nance is the head of the Concerned Women for America, and they are going to be hosting an event today, 12 noon, a bus tour coming to. It's bus tour time. There's a lot of them coming to town. This is the Women for Kavanaugh bus tour, is what this is. Yeah, the Women for Kavanaugh bus tour. You're not going to miss the bus because it has Judge Kavanaugh's picture right on the top of it. And so they're going to be at noon today over at Doolittle's Restaurant in Fargo. Okay, Penny will tell us about that here in a couple of minutes. But I wanted you to know, because that is an important issue. Talk about wake up on Election Day. Issues that matter. The Supreme Court right up there, no doubt about it. Also, speaking of bus tours, Monday, Congressman Kramer has an appearance scheduled at Gravel Products in Minot. That'll also be over the noon hour on Monday. Minot, Gravel Products, the Tax Cuts Work Bus is stopping in Minot. Oh, I love the buses. The buses are so fun. They're great. Tony in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that I was one of those unfortunate people that signed that petition. But if I would have known what you're telling me now, there's no way I would have signed that petition.
You and me both. I was told this story on the air the other day, but going into a store with the kids, and a person comes up and says, hey, if you're against corruption in North Dakota, would you sign here? I go, of course I'm against corruption in North Dakota. But what are you talking about? Give me some details. And once I pulled out, he had on his little clipboard stuff he didn't want to show me, but I said, I got to see more if you want me to sign this. Finally showed me the sponsoring committee, and I said, oh, my gosh. You know, Dina Butcher was at one time a Republican. But Dina Butcher now is consumed with her dislike of the Republican Party in North Dakota because it's pro-life, which reflects the lion's share of the viewpoints of North Dakotans. So, of course, the Republican Party is pro-life. It reflects people in North Dakota. She is militantly in favor of the legalized killing of children, and so she wants the Republican Party to be punished. Susan Wefold, I mean, nice person, nice family. Time on the public service, she should be thanked for. But does anybody think Susan Wefold is a Republican in the sense of the North Dakota conservative a viewpoint? Not a chance. So, again, they use these folks as sort of tokens to say they're for it. And, you know, yesterday they were like, other than saying, well, what's the big deal? Like, this is fine. Don't you want to fight this? I mean, well, it's already there. Oh, this will be better. You know, where's the problem? They can't answer it. So, Tony, I'm with you. I'm guessing there's a lot of people. I honestly think we ought to reform how people go about this. I mean, who reads these things? People don't read them before they sign them. And now we have something on the ballot that is a disaster. It's an absolute disaster, and they give it a mom and apple pie label, and it's a mess. Measure 5 was the same thing. They tried the same thing. Now, to North Dakotans' credit, that ultimately, with a lot of education, people woke up to it, and it was stopped, thank goodness, given the political, or the financial landscape of North Dakota that followed. So I completely agree with you, Tony.
Yeah. Is there any way a guy can take your name back off of it?
Well, now they've got the signatures. So, no, it's on the ballot. It's going there. I would, your penance, Tony, is to talk to 10 people about how you regret the fact you signed it and please vote no. I mean, that's the kind of thing we just need to talk neighbor to neighbor about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right. Hang on, Tony. Tony's a first-time caller, too, by the way. Tony's a first-time caller. So another MyPillow going to Tony. Hang on a sec. We'll get you that information. Sorry, Todd, what'd you say?
I was going to say, are you turning this into a Catholic maneuver there? Now we're giving out penance?
Well, I don't believe the Catholic Church invented the word penance. But, you know, I mean, you know, did your mom never say to you, you took that entire box of cookies, and therefore now you have to go stand in the corner? That's penance, right? And then you're atoning for your little mess up there. So, I don't...
Well, there were Catholics around before my mother was born, so I don't know. My mother didn't.
Patrick in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, wanted to share my worst nightmare, I guess, on an election, a day after the election, would be a Heidi Heitkamp win. Get one AM station over here on the western part of the state, and I'm pretty sick and tired of the Trump bashing and the support that Heidi gets, pretty biasly, I guess. But that would be my worst nightmare. Then I got to listen to another couple of years of Trump bashing and the witch hunt for Mr. Trump, for president.
Well, let's take the Trump bashing of the propaganda machine you're talking about. How has that worked out? Has that persuaded North Dakotans not to like Donald Trump?
No, I think in the western part of the state, and I'm not a real, I'm probably not as politically correct as I should be at many times. I work in the oil business, and we couldn't be happier for the results of the unemployment rates that Trump has created. The last couple presidents, I think, would disagree strongly with what Trump is doing, but I think, you know, I'm headed to a golf tournament over here in the western part of the state this weekend, and I would say 99.9% of the people that play in it are pretty in support of Trump. I've never called into your show. I've never listened to your show. Like I said, I'm over in the western part of the state, and I get the other AM radio station over there. But I think he's got, Trump's got a lot more support in North Dakota than people.
That's
think.
My point. That's my point, Patrick. It's not being effective. And by the way, 550, 1090, 1460, blanket Western North Dakota, so you don't have to suffer through that at all, right? Have you got you've got a lot of ways to listen to other things. And my point is, yeah, I hear you that there's a weird little campaign arrangement there that is bizarre, but you know, there's not a lot of success rate in what's been advocated for over there. So I don't spend too much time worrying about it, but I do think you're right that, you know, lay it on the table. When you say you don't want to wake up on election day and see that she's won, what are you doing that you've never done before for a candidate? I just think that's what we need to do. Absolutely. Appreciate your call, though. Patrick, thank you, and thanks for listening. Dave in Minnesota. Penny Nance, too, coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thylson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thylson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thylson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thylson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After one full day of deliberations by a jury in a high-profile tax and bank fraud case, the members come back to the judge with nothing but questions.
The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says levels of carbon monoxide have spread across the nation as far as the Northeast. And new satellite data shows air quality in a number of states has suffered. The Pentagon says the military parade that President Trump wants and which was slated for November in Washington will now happen sometime next year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bunch of stuff happening here all at the same time. WOTUS, remember the waters of the U.S. situation that was ultimately brought to court? Well, it seems that a judge has said, nah. You know, no, we don't want that. So 26 states were exempted in the clean water rule, in the waters of the U.S. ruling of the EPA. And a federal judge in South Carolina issued a nationwide injunction on the Trump administration's delay of the Clean Water Rule. The decision in the U.S. District Court for the District of South Carolina means the Clean Water Rule is now the law of the land in 26 states where district court judges have not stayed the regulation. Okay, so has our judge... I think we got to find this out. I don't remember if we had a district court judge do this. I think we did. I think that was Judge Erickson and Wayne Stengem's ruling. But let's try and get Wayne Stengem on that and find out what's going on there. Also, Wall Street Journal today reporting youth unemployment hitting a 52-year low. 52-year low in unemployment for youngsters. Whew. How's that for amazing? Unbelievable. My Pillow is also unbelievable. Our friend Mike Lindell is coming to North Dakota a week from today. Be here for a few days, and the event you want to be at is the Faith and Family and Freedom event on the 25th of August at Shiloh. That's going to be a lot of fun. I am putting that on the calendar, bringing a family, going to have a great time, and we're going to give away some My Pillows too. But if you can't wait, how about this two premium MyPillow deal? You get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Let me see, that's 1, 2, 3. I think that's 4 pillows, Todd. That's 4 pillows, I'm pretty sure. And you get 50% off. So whatever the cost is, say it's $100, then you get them for 50. How am I doing on the math so far today? I'm trying for you, folks. I'm here for you. 60-day money-back guarantee, too. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Penny Nance is making her way to North Dakota at this very hour, cruising up I-29. She heads up a great organization known as the Concerned Women for America. You see her regularly on Fox, fighting for all the issues those of us that stand up for faith, family, and freedom care about. And she is coming to North Dakota with a big giant bus that has Brett Kavanaugh's picture on it. Judge Kavanaugh, of course, the Supreme Court nominee. You know, the one that the Heidi Heitkamp finally met with after saying she didn't want to meet with him and then telling reporters, you're not going to get a comment from me and you're not going to get a picture of me and him. I don't want to be seen with this guy. And then when people said, wow, that's kind of mean, then she puts out her own picture later on to some friends. So, yeah, that Brett Kavanaugh. I just want to make sure you knew it was the right Brett Kavanaugh. Penny, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I am great. And as you said, I am rolling through your state on my way to Fargo right now in a big red bus that says Women for Kavanaugh on the side of it. We've been in about six states, and you're sort of the final leg of the tour. We're going to do North Dakota, and then I'll head down to Alabama. But we're really excited about being with you all in Fargo today.
By the way, this will be at 12 noon. It'll be a meet and greet with all these wonderful visitors, and it'll be, if you know where a Doolittle's Woodfire Grill is, you'll find a bus. It's right next to the Goldmark Business Park, and the actual address is at 1707 Gold Drive, where the bus will be, but it is just a little bit to the east of Doolittle's, so for you to find it over the noon hour today. So come on out, take that event in. What are you hoping to accomplish here in North Dakota and for that matter, across the country with this conversation you're starting, Penny?
Well, it's just very important. I mean, this is one of those pivotal moments in our nation's history, you know, in which we get to choose. And the president has followed through on his promise to appoint constitutionalists. And we have to do everything we can do to help support that effort and to get Judge Kavanaugh confirmed. He is a constitutionalist in his philosophy. He is a man of character, and he has amazing experience, over 300 decisions. There's over 250,000 documents available for the a very measured Democrats in key states, that there is support for Judge Kavanaugh among their constituents. So Heidi Heitkamp is one of those. We started out in Iowa encouraging Chairman Grassley to go forward with the hearings, and we were very gratified the day we left that he announced that the hearings would be September 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th for the confirmation. We went from there to Indiana for Joe Donnelly and then to West Virginia for Joe Manchin. And then through Kentucky, encouraging Mitch McConnell to stay the course, and then on to Missouri for Claire McCaskill, and now on to you in North Dakota, and then we'll be down in Alabama next week to really send a message to Doug Jones there.
So what's your sense of where this is at right now? I mean, is this going to be close? Who are we watching particularly to see if they're going to go one way or the other? What's your take?
Well, I feel optimistic, I have to be honest. I mean, I've been, again, all over the country here and, you know, for seven key states. I also, we stopped off in Nebraska, even though that wasn't a target state. But I got to tell you, there is what I've learned from this trip is that President Trump is still very popular. I would use the word defiant. I've been in four state fairs. Around with our Women for Kavanaugh t-shirts, people that necessarily Women for America supporters. They're just people that were there, and he's still very popular, and they recognize that this is his nominee. This is part of him following promises to America, and, you know, they want to see him confirmed. This is why they voted. You know, one in five voters in America voted in the last election, based on the Supreme Court. This was a motivating factor for much of the people who voted for President Trump. And so it's still very much top of mind. And we're just reminding them, you know, they need to call their senators. They need to do two things. This is the message. Call your senator, in the case of North Dakota, call Heidi Heitkamp, and tell everybody to call Heidi Heitkamp. And, you know, yeah, in some states, people are saying, oh, it won't matter. Like, you know what? It does matter. First off, you're a constituent. It's your responsibility. But secondly, people that call, if the senator doesn't do the right thing, they remember that. And that is more motivation for them when they turn out to vote. They get to choose when they go to the voting booth. So the two things is call your senator and vote. It's very simple, but it's very important. We get to choose our government in this country. But it doesn't work well if we don't do our part and live up to our own responsibility.
I have said that if Elmer Fudd were the nominee of Donald Trump to be the next Supreme Court nominee, Heidi Heitkamp would have to vote for Elmer Fudd or Homer Simpson or, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants, pick your character, just because of the political race that she is in right now. Don't you think she has to vote for this nominee? This is a slam dunk?
Well, I hope so, but we're taking nothing for granted. I mean, as I've said, I would never forgive myself if Concerned Women for America didn't do absolutely everything we can do and leave it all in the field, and somehow this nominee went down. But let's be honest, we've made it easy for her. I mean, he is incredibly qualified jurist. He spent 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, wrote over 300 opinions, and has only been overturned once. He's been either directly quoted or his reasoning has been used in 12 Supreme Court cases already. I mean, this is important. I just draw people's attention to cases like the Nifla versus the Sarah case that was decided in June. It was a First Amendment case, a free speech case, where in the state of California, the crazy state of California was forcing pro-life pregnancy centers to basically advocate for abortion, forcing them. And so the Supreme Court decided by one vote that was unconstitutional, and it was a violation of their free speech rights, and certainly a violation of their religious rights, I would argue. And so if we want our First Amendment rights, all five freedoms protected, we have to make sure we have the kind of judges that we need who are not judicial activists that will actually rule on cases based on the Constitution as it is written, not what they wish it said, not how they feel, but based on the text. And so that's what we have in front of us. And it makes it difficult, or it should be very difficult for Senator Heitkamp to vote against him. But, you know, you should also recognize that Planned Parenthood is out in force, and NARAL and others who she listens to are also in her other ear.
Yeah, very good point. And she owes them a lot because she is their priority and getting lots of funding, and there's certainly a link there. I guess this is all more reason to take your advice and call, because if she's hearing more from people who are in favor of Judge Kavanaugh than not, she's likely going to have to realize there'll be a political consequence to not deciding. So another reason to call. And didn't she vote for Brett Kavanaugh to the lower court?
That's a good question. In the D.C. Circuit, I'm not sure about that, but she did vote for Neil Gorsuch, so I think that's encouraging. But again, which shows that she's willing to listen. I will know that answer by the time I get to Fargo.
Yeah, I mean, and I know this Judge Kavanaugh's vote to lower court was not controversial, and so it's a little hard now to say, oh, he's the boogeyman. Wait a minute, I don't want the guy. And a lot of those games get played.
That happens a lot. With Amy Coney Barrett, that was one of the issues. She was confirmed to a lower court, and that was one of the concerns for her in the Supreme Court. So you don't know. I mean, for each office, you've got to continually make the case based on the information, based on the credentials of the individual judge.
Yeah.
I got to hand it to the president. He has picked fantastic nominees and highly credentialed. I mean, it just makes it almost impossible for the other side to argue, although they will, that there's something wrong with this nominee. But so far, their arguments have fallen very flat because they're just not credible.
Great to hear that the president is enjoying lots of support in the states you've been. That's great to hear. Thank you also, Penny, for the work you do, and all of you involved. Yana Murdaugh, I know, has done a lot in North Dakota as well for so many issues that we care about. But certainly in my mind, there's nothing more important than defending innocent life day in, day out. And you've been great at it. So we appreciate that. We'll see you at noon today.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you. And we are joined by Lynn Thornton and also by Yana Murdaugh, our state lady. doing incredible in North Dakota. We're so excited about being here.
All right, we'll see you there. 12 noon, Goldmark Business Park, right next to Doolittle's in Fargo, noon today. The Brett Kavanaugh Bus Tour.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indie Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Play the Stray Cat strut song. Todd does this kind of like breakdance kind of thing that is just it's so entertaining, isn't it, Kevin? I mean that's just
absolutely.
I love that. We really should Facebook Live that, Todd. You've got to think about that. 11 before the top of the hour. It's a Friday. We're having fun here on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Call us. Text us. 701-367-2054 for Scott Hennon. 701-226-8503 for Todd Mitchell. Texter says, my answer, on my biggest post-election day nightmare, measure one passing. Interesting. I'm glad you're paying attention. Another, if I wake up on election day, first of all, I'll thank God for giving me another day. Good for you. How often do we do that? I'll sometimes say, you know, thanks for this great day. Isn't this beautiful? But I don't get up and go, boom, I got another one. We only have today, so we don't know if we're going to have tomorrow or not. That's great. Texter says, then I will go vote for Kevin Cramer so he can help us defend the unborn from being slaughtered daily in abortuaries throughout the country and promote a culture of life instead of a culture of death like High Five Heidi has. Adam says, that is why the initiated ballot measure process either needs an overhaul or needs to be eliminated. It's too easy to codify into law bad, poorly written bills like Marcy's Law, which is a direct violation of the Sixth Amendment. Scott says, this listener, first of all, there could be no worse a feeling than the morning after Obama won, ushering in his new socialist ideas and knowing my insurance was going to spike. He did it. At this point, my biggest fear for the day after the election would be watching the spineless Republicans losing the House. That will be one of the biggest waste of taxpayer monies we will ever see. Nonstop impeachment news. Heidi winning doesn't scare me that much. Another, what bothers me the day after election is we're the only nation in the world where you vote for the highest spot as president, you win the popular vote and still lose. Want a little reform there, huh? It was all over Facebook. By the way, take that up with the Founding Fathers. It was all over Facebook, but I have heard others that suggest that it could be done differently. It was all over Facebook last night on a map showing how bad the sex trafficking is. And that thing called Minnesota is the number 6 trafficking area. Is there any way you guys can check into this and shed some light on it if it's really that bad? All right, it's worth checking out. We will. Dave in Minnesota is next on What's on Your Mind. Dave, what is on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I'm just curious if what your thoughts are about how is this liberal attack that's going on, as massive it is, being facilitated, coordinated. I mean, even before the election, they were all on the same page. All the deep state was working diligently. How do they get their message out? How to, instantaneously, they all have a response to anything. Is there a grand hater out there that sends a group text the moment things happen, or what's going on?
No, I think they just think like that. They think alike. You know, they you know, this is the way they think. I mean, I remember people saying that about the Obama administration. They're putting people in these agencies, and you know, they're going to do this, that, and the other thing. Of course they are. I mean, that's just what they are. It's embedded in them. Nobody needs to say, "Hey, Dave, at the Department of Blank, you will be pro-abortion." Right? You just know you want a job. You will be, and there you go. Nobody says, you know, tax the rich, we hate the rich, take on the rich, get the IRS after them, because they just do. You know, Lois Lerner doesn't need to get the memo from Barack Obama on that. I'll give you another one. Hillary Clinton, have you heard about this? She was cheering on the girl who knelt for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I saw that.
At one of her events said, it takes courage to exercise your right to protest injustice, especially when you're 11. Keep up the good work, Mariana. You know, they disdain the flag. This isn't, nobody has to send them a text.
Well, that's even scarier, because if that's what their mindsets are, we're in big trouble.
Of course, Dave, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Texter says, why would I want to call Heidi Heitkamp's office and get treatment like she and her other office people dish out? I've heard so many unpleasant things from listening to callers on this awesome show. Well, thank you for that, and you are right. But I wouldn't let a little nasty talk because you disagree with them prevent you from making sure that if she's going to vote no, she knows there will be political repercussions. That the Brett Kavanaugh vote is that important. Texter, Heitkamp winning scares me most. Don't think she will. but I want Kramer to win more than I ever have before. What are you doing about it? You're going to walk with us in the parade? Todd, were you here the day we talked about the Harvest Parade? We decided we're going to invite all the listeners. And by the way, whether they're Heitkamp listeners or Heitkamp, voters, supporters, or whether they are supporters of Kevin Kramer. We don't care. We just want all supporters to join us in a What's on Your Mind parade poll. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. The parade poll. And then, you know, so we decide where our support is going, who we're voting for, and that's the side we work on. And then we count up all the numbers, and that's our parade poll. Oh, I think this is going to be so fun. That's one example. You know, what's another? I don't know. Donate. Have you ever donated a campaign before? That'd be one way. Just pick your thing. I know I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I think if you literally are saying, I want Kramer to win more than I ever have before, you have to say, what are you doing different? More after this, folks.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in a sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides? It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.